Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, be friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Nizzy Nay is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Wednesday night, y'all. Our new time is what? Our second show, y'all. Our second show airing on Wednesdays, I think. Right, Nizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, our second show. So for those who have been following us,
you're
might
echoing.
Have missed,
you're echoing.
I am? I'm echoing?
Yes.
You sure that's not your phone? Hold on. All right, am I still echoing?
I hear it.
I think maybe LV riding friend. With the windows rolled down as I hear.
It might be LV.
Windows are down, man. It's cold up in the D, man. No windows are down. All them black boys rolled up.
Oh, I hear some type of noise, but am I still echoing?
No.
There we go. We're good.
Listen, that probably was your retarded phone. But anyway,
yeah,
I don't
for those,
think so.
For those, we know you got boost. Don't front. Like, the connection is always suspect. Hey, I can't say that. I got boost too, but I ain't on the boost phone now. But I feel your pain. I go through the same thing. that connection is always suspect. But for those who might be tuning in now, but haven't tuned in the last couple of shows, yeah, this is our new time, our new day, Wednesdays, 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We here, we in the building, got the crew with me. It's your boy, Tay Real.
I am Nizzy Nay.
LV in the building, what's the deal?
And Nizzy Nay is silly as always. And tonight we got an interesting show. Now, how we came up with tonight's topic is, I was on Facebook, and I was just kind of browsing Facebook, and I seen someone posting, and like it was like some funny stuff, and I was reading, and I was like, man, this is kind of funny. And she was talking about like thoughts. She was talking about a lot of stuff, but she was one thing that really caught my attention. She was talking about thoughts. She was getting feedback, and it was like really funny because it's very rare that like I actually read a Facebook status, and it's actually funny. Like, you might laugh to yourself, but this was, like, laugh out loud, like, literally laugh. And I was like, man, she's funny. Like, let me hit her up. It was all good. She was with it. I was like, you know, how would you feel about coming on the show and really talking about this? And she was with it. You know, her name is Ayana. She's in the building. We about to bring her on. And because, like, you know, the whole thing is, like, what is a thought? That's the main thing. Like, you know, because it's funny, you hear it in music and stuff, and it's just now becoming popular, right? And different people actually have different definitions, different versions, the most typical being just a whole. But what about a whole? You know, the whole acronym thing and all that. But we won't let our guests get into all of that, so let's bring Ayana on. Ayana,
hello.
Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. What's going on?
Thanks for having me.
What's the dilly? Oh, really?
So we're talking
definitely
about thoughts today.
Nice. Yeah, yep, yeah, exactly. And I want to give you the pleasure of like introducing like what is the number one thing that before we get into it, you got some people that's saying it, you got some people that's rap, that's writing it in their rhymes and don't even know what it means. Let's break it down. Like, what is a thought, Ayana? Let them know it. What
a thought actually stands for that hoe over there. Over there, of course, can be anywhere. We all know that. Thoughts are out morning, noon, night, afternoon, middle of the day, your children's school, public places, crying on and cutting up. They should know goddamn better. I'm sick of it. They come to school with leggings, knowing their ass is bigger than a whale, with bringing little kindergarten children to school. And then they have the nerve to be raising baby thoughts, bringing the damn children to school with lace fronts. See, that's just a mess.
Baby thoughts?
That's
oh,
a mess.
Wow.
So, I mean, pretty much a thought is a young woman that just doesn't carry herself like one. Number two, I'm not going to leave the men out because they actually the biggest fats. Men
okay.
are the biggest hoes I've ever seen in my life. I think so,
yes.
personally.
Yes, I am. I am a hoe.
They invented you. You're a hoe? Oh, my goodness. That, look, nice to meet you.
Hello, mister. Hello, Miss Ayana. I am a hoe, and I'm raising a whole bunch of toddlers. That's what I got.
But see, these new generation hoes, they messed it up for the old ones. They done messed it up for old, because, see, the old hoes was a little bit respectable. They didn't let everybody know their business. They was a hoe behind closed doors. Now, in all of your songs that you hear now, it's okay to be a hoe. I'm
yeah,
trying to figure out what the fuck part of the game is this, that it's okay to be a hoe. I mean, it could be, I mean, it's okay behind closed doors if that's what you want to do, but at least get paid for it. See, these sites is free. They running around here getting all extra cute, putting on lashes and all of that, all this fake animated shit, running around here trying to catch a man that's not really a man. He a hoe too. Y'all both a mess. A mess. Because what kind of man, what real man do you think you getting ready to attract with all of your assets out?
None.
All of them.
At
you
all.
Know, I mean, at one point in time, I'm not going to lie, I was a dancer. I danced for quite a few years. But that was, yeah. Mm-hmm. All of that. So I might have been considered a thot at one point.
I was going to say,
but turned
that,
over
that would have classified
leaf.
You as like a thot, right? Like that means like you were one, right?
It could. It depends. It depends on how you carry yourself when you leave work. See,
okay.
you have some professional entertainers, and then you got scrippers.
Scrippers.
The scrippers is the bitches that thot. They get on somebody's nerves. They strip at night and then go home in the evening, afternoon, morning, whatever shift they work. Because, you know, strippers got shifts. Ain't that a bitch? Anyway,
yeah, they
actually have the nerve to go and dance all night long to go and sleep on somebody else's goddamn couch. That's a fact. You are a hoe and you're a free one because it's no reason you out there shaking your ass all night to go sleep on somebody's couch. That is not okay.
And even got your own crib, huh?
That's not okay. It is not okay to go and sleep with a man because he sell a little bit of weed. Bitch, get his money and buy your own weed. What the hell?
Okay.
David, I'm telling you, that's a fight. That's the kind of shit that they do. Me, personally, I want my coins. I need it up front. Get my shit. So you might call me something else, but it ain't going to be a thot. The thot is the free.
Hey,
damn,
so I ain't going
to
be a thot.
Right. I'm telling you, they done messed it up, and it's just, it's, I laugh at it a lot, but this shit is sad. It really is. And it's embarrassing to women because as women, we have been labeled. They think this is why all of us are thots. Thots have five kids, six, seven, 10, 13, however many, all these damn baby daddies of which they can't name or even don't know their real name.
Or they locked up.
Okay. And
up.
All these kids living in a house and they running around here trying to figure out why they can't get a man. That's why. Ain't nobody got time for that. Not even a little bit. Like, your life is fucked up. And then you wait until you have 14 kids to try to go to school. Bitch, ain't nobody watching all of them. You cannot get a babysitter ever at no time with all them goddamn kids. Them kids need to be in placement. Like, foster care or something for the day so you can go to school. You can't just. You got to have five or six babysitters.
Or drop them off at the fire station or some shit like that. You know, put them in your grandma's crib.
Another thing, you also have these the dirty fats. The dirty fats are the worst ones because they live the worst places and be cute as shit. Goddamn feet, the heels be on point, but the bottom of their motherfucking feet be dirty. I'm going to need you not to do that. I'm going to need you.
You know what?
If you've been...
I'm glad that we have a female speaking on that because that is one of, like, my biggest turnoffs ever is like that. Like, I cannot stand that. It just makes you look dirty. Like, it's just like if you... It's like you don't even care. Like, it just looks so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... I mean, it's sad, actually. And the things that the male sites do... And they go around and wear shit like pajamas outside. Why you got on slippers? But the thing is, they got a nice ass car. They have a nice car, you know what I mean? Because niggas, they like to impress the thots. You want to impress a free hoe. You need to get yourself together. I don't understand why you want to impress a free bitch. It ain't gonna take much. Not, you don't need an expensive car to impress the freebie.
No, you
got
some
shoes.
No, Ayanna. All you need is a burger and some fries. That's all you need.
Let me tell you. Hey, but you know what?
So
what
you call
I can't
call
say.
In that situation, a thought burger or something like.
Yeah.
How can we take this word like?
No, you call her, you call her a thigh,
you know,
and
like
thirsty.
A half and half.
You call her. No, you call her a thirsty fox. Bitch, you is
okay.
Seeking attention as a whole. You need not do that. You need
all
to pick
right,
one or
look.
The other. You need to be, you can't be both.
So, Ayanna,
but,
let me say something. If
mm-hmm.
a thought is pertaining, if basically, if your life aspiration is to make a twerk video on Instagram or YouTube Worldstar, you basically class yourself as a thought. If you get famous,
you can classify. Yep.
If your hair
is so long that you can tuck it in the motherfucking leggings that I am sick of saying, bitch, why you keep buying them in all colors? That should not be your dating outfit. Okay?
Yeah.
Why? I keep saying it. If you can tuck your hair in your leggings, you are a fox. No
yeah.
one's hair is that fucking long in real life that don't want to cut it, bitch. You keep on going around here buying somebody else. How you got $300 hair? And you sleep on somebody's couch. I'm confused.
Right, that's crazy,
y'all. Hey,
you got $300 hair, and your son got on some Transformer tennis shoes, and your daughter got on ballerina slippers and don't dance.
Talk to him, man. Let him know, man.
I have no idea.
This is out of hand, man.
You're running around here with lashes that look like a tarantula is sitting on your fucking forehead. Ain't nobody's lashes or eyebrows, oh, my God, and the ones that draw them bitches on. To draw your fucking eyebrows.
That's the worst right there. Like, that's,
please,
oh my
first
Lord.
Of all, like I said, Ronald McDonald is mad at all these bitches because you bitches give more lashes than most real clowns. I'm serious. Then it be the low budget bitches that got all of this. I be like,
yeah,
wait a minute, bitch. Wait a minute, the thoughts. Oh my God, these bitches be on vacation. I was on a yacht. I was eating lobster. I said, well, bitch, I need to quit my 9 to 5 and figure out where the fuck they make the man that decided to take you on as a wife. Cause niggas be marrying these bitches. They be wifing them. I be like, what the fuck? Hold up. What man don't want a woman that works every day, that take care of her kids, that's not out
right.
half the night, that's
right.
doing extracurricular activities with her children, doing sports, being a soccer mom, you know, trying to be the regular professional motherfucker? You don't want this whore out here making twerk videos on somebody's car. That bitch walked with her 2 feet. She don't drive. She walked over to make a twerk video in front of somebody else with a nice car. I don't understand.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm. No. Thoughts buy everything from places that are not the original store. Like, they come around you, they got Gucci bag, Prada, something. You have a conversation with these, like, girl, that's a nice bag. Where do you get that from? Girl, tell them about I got this from Marshalls. Bitch, Wait a minute. Come here. Yes. Yeah, but that's why they be so fresh, because them bitches know where to go to get the bargains. Now, don't think I'm knocking Marshalls, because I done been in there before. I ain't going to lie.
I've been there too.
But,
I ain't going to lie. But,
don't be walking around here with your nose up in the air, flapping them fucking bat wings that you got on the front of your face, okay, and switching your funky ass that is probably half washed, or your ass might be the only thing you washed today. Okay, only because you might need to use it later to get you some more money to go buy some more shit from Marshall.
Damn,
because it ain't gonna be the new shit for your kids.
She going in. This shit is fucking hilarious.
Running around here, feeding niggas with your kids' food stamps.
Oh my
bitch,
God!
Wait a minute.
First of all,
let me tell you something. They won't even give me food stamps. I got an attitude about that shit because I'm like, how the hell can you give it to these motherfuckers who run around here trying to sell them to a motherfucker like me that work every day, but somebody that work and may genuinely need the help, because everybody can use the motherfucking free food. Fuck that. If anybody should get some free food, it should be the motherfucker that work every day, not the motherfucker sitting at home flicking through the motherfucking cable channel that they done got turned on illegally, flipping their motherfucking 36-inch hair. No. Absolutely not. I don't agree with that. So you're right. When it comes to food, I'm a goddamn hater. I'm a hater on that shit. I definitely am. Because I need to know how the fuck you eating steaks and shrimp, bitch. I had a pack of Oodles and Noodles for lunch. I ain't even going to lie. But, of course, that was by choice. I work. You know what I mean? I could buy other shit, but I wish the fuck I would. Like, I'm not, this bitch come out my taxes every week. Every time I look at my fucking pay stub and they take taxes out, some bitch then got all the fucking food on me. I made it. And I can't put that bitch. I can't put her on my taxes.
Shots fired, yo. Shots should be really being fired right now.
I cannot. Listen, come January, when them forms come out, if I can't file you, bitch, I shouldn't be taking care of you. I'm filing you and your motherfucking kids. I'm filing you and your kids, all you motherfuckers. I'm about to start hunting bitches down. Like, you look like you might have got a couple of my dollars.
She ain't playing,
bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. The size,
Wait, Nizzy,
you know what I mean?
Hold on, Nizzy.
Yeah, you know what?
How you feel about what she's saying? You being the other female on the panel, you agree? You disagree? How you feel about what Aya's saying?
I agree. Like I see that every day when I work. That I'm sitting here like, you know, barely making it by, working all fucking week. And these bitches with food stamps come in with long-ass nails.
Oh, I hate the nails.
And got Prada bag, got nice hair done, the makeup, the everything, the heels, the nice clothes. And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck? And I'm telling you, I cannot get no food stamps with somebody that really needs it. I work every damn day. But this bitch, this ghetto funky-ass bitch can get food stamps. Like, what the fuck is going on? Bitches twinkies her ass and everything else, and their man is a hoe, too, because I done seen him with another bitch the other day, but they got food stamps, and she's all fresh, and he's all fresh. Like, what the fuck is going on?
The kids be raggedy, so I don't know what, though.
But the kids be raggedy.
Long-ass hair, too. Long.
You said the key thing. We seeing these bitches while we on our way to work. And now how much of an attitude do you have by the time you leave your house and get to your job of the bitches you done seen probably taking their kids to school because they up there early to go to fuck to work. They're not. They trying to drop their kids off so they can go home and make baby number 7.
Yeah, with the
kids. Your children are in daycare or are in school so you can go and continue to make more. Congratulations, you fucking idiot. But like I said, when you get old enough and you can no longer make babies and their assistance is no longer assisting you, now bitch, you back trying to sell some pussy. After that, ain't nobody going to want it. Ain't nobody going to want it. It's beat up. It's ran down. It had so many kids. It looked like a fucking elephant's ass. Like, no, nobody wants that. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it makes most women and regular hoes that get paid and really selling it, they ain't trying to make babies or be, you know, labeled. They actually go get health insurance and life insurance. These bitches ain't even got no insurance. But they got them stamps. They will go up social service at 7 o'clock in the morning and they don't open until 8:30 to stand in line for them food stamps. Mm-hmm. But your baby don't have no medical assistance.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Right, and the crazy part about it is like
at its finest.
when they looking like they trying out for America's Next Top Model. Like, how you fresh from head to toe, name brand, hair done, nails, everything. You got a nice little whip and all that. You standing in line for food stamps, like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy, especially with the kids.
But you know why that is? Because guess what? They meet their kind. They meet their kind. You attract what you are. They meet other fat motherfuckers, fat niggas. They meet fat niggas. Niggas that's out here trying to sell a little bit of drugs, been standing outside since 96, still don't own shit, still don't own nothing. You know, might got a nice little piece of meat. Might give you that wood real good and put a baby up in you, up in the bitch up the street. All y'all out here fighting, pulling each other Brazilian out, looking like it been a fight at the fucking head store on my front. Like Trex was on sale and you bitches just went crazy. Yes, they do. And guess what? The nigga is still continuously with both of them dumb motherfuckers. and eating their food, eating up the baby cereal and shit. Eating up the baby cereal. Then they run around and tell them, niggas ain't shit.
Right.
Bitch, you knew that before you had four babies with him. And with that same mouth you saying niggas ain't shit, you was down on your knees the night before, and now you mad because he ain't call you back. I'm just saying.
Talk to him, man. You know, because that's what we do here on It's Real Talk Radio. We keep it real, so we always like having guests that's just going call it how it is, you know, so.
Yeah, and I mean,
this stuff needs to be talked about and exposed because, you know, I'm going to need this. I'm going to need the females to get it together, especially my sisters. I need them to get it together because this is not a good look right
worse.
Now. We can
honestly,
do so much better.
They the worst. They the worst, though. Like, they are the worst. It's like more black females are like that than anything.
Which is
anything.
True.
Anything. I see it every day. Like, bitches will roll up and, like,
well, here's the thing. This is where I think I'm going to have to disagree. I don't think that it's more black women. I just think they more extra with it. I think that they are more flashy and more out there.
That could be.
That's what. I don't think that it's more of them than any other racial hoes. These bitches is all trying to get something, but I just think that is they more flashy. Like, how many white girls or Hispanic girls or Chinese girls do you really see walking around with fake lashes, fake ass, fake fingernails? You understand what I'm saying? I don't think it's a lot more thoughts. As far as black women or hoes, as far as black women, I just think that they just do too much with it. They have no shame. They have no, I'm going to let you know, and it is what it is. A lot of them, like I said, that's because they ruined it for the old school hoes. See, these other cultures and races are doing it like the old school hoes. Only the black women decided to make it extra. They made it extra.
Okay.
And I don't mean no harm, and I'm not trying to sound prejudiced. Because my ex-husband is from Albania. But I heard a lot about them white girls, and that sounds like a hoe to me. A whole bunch of them that I've never really seen advertised it, but I've heard it. The thing is, every race, every culture has their different opinion. They have their different thing that they do privately or publicly. The whole thing is whether you get a chance to really see it. Nobody's really going to post or say too much about a white girl, or if they do, they're gonna call it by something different. They're not gonna say she's a thot. They're gonna say she's trash, she's trailer, she's this, she's that. It's the same goddamn thing with a different word.
They use slut. That's the word they use. They use slut. SLUT. That's the word they use.
Or you're a whore. They call you a whole whore. They don't say hoe. You're a whore.
The actual whore. They put the W, the R, all that.
Yeah. You're a whore. You're nothing but a slut. What do you hear every single time you watch Mari? She is a town whore. She is a town slut.
Yeah, true.
That's what you hear.
Well, look,
and it's like, she's been around town. It's different ways of saying it.
Here's my question: What can we do like to kind of get people motivated, like to get out of that, so people can stop calling them that? Like, how can you? What could you do to not be a thot? Like, how do you get away from that whole element? Like.
You need to educate yourself. Education is always going to be at the top of the list, because if you're a fucking dummy, it's easy to be a hoe. It's the easiest thing to be.
Exactly.
It's the easiest thing to be. So first of all, you have to educate yourself. Second of all, you need to look at your surroundings, because if you're going to change, it's a lot of things that's going to have to change: people, places, and things. My grandfather always told me as a child, if you do what you always done, you're going to get what you always got. Flat out, if you around the same people and you're doing the same things, but you expecting a different outcome, maybe it's not gonna happen.
That's a good point too.
You have to. You gotta. I mean, even if you live in the same house, just don't hang around there. You know, do something better to get away from there. But until you can change what you're doing, teach your kids to be better. Don't be a hoe around them, because some of these bitches are not embarrassed by a long shot.
A
damn
lot of
kids
them
running around smacking them on their ass. What? Absolutely
Look,
not.
You a Baltimorean, right?
Yep.
Ayanna. So
born and raised.
You see how these be more chicks be dressed with their kids right there looking like they're going on the beach. Does that automatically make you a thot just for dressing like that in front of your kids? You automatically just put yourself in that category?
Yeah, I believe so. Because my whole thing is, first of all, who the fuck that much time to take their child to school at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning? Bitch, you better hope you can get me to look like that at 8 o'clock at night. Because that shit is time consuming. Like I said, with them lashes and them eyebrows and that makeup and that lip gloss, that lipstick, that line around that line, that getting that baby hair gel down, trying to figure out where you're going to get some edges from, putting your heels on, picking your shoes out, getting an outfit. If you woke up looking like you just came from the club, you probably did. Half of them, bitch, I feel like you had that on last night and you just woke up and dropped your child off at school. Or even you just came in this morning, got your child together, and took them to school. Because it's disrespectful, especially to parents like me who, I have a little boy, he's 5. I don't want my son is already ass watching. And
oh,
I mean,
wow.
At that age, you can't really help it because that's the first thing he sees because he's so short. So he's like, Mommy, that lady got a stanky booty crack. I said, wait a minute. Pause. A stanky what? He said, a stanky booty crack, Mommy. And when he pointed to her, she up there with some goddamn fleece pajama pants, and they were so in the crack of her ass, you're not going to tell me you don't know you got a wedgie. You standing here, even the children are looking at you. And then you have some of these little girls that are looking at you thinking that they can go home and do the same thing. My daughter ain't got no booty shorts ever. She will never have any until she get old enough to buy her own goddamn clothes.
That's what I'm talking
I was not
about.
Allowed. Yeah. Let me tell you, even though you can't choose the path that your kids take completely, once they get a certain age, they're going to do what they want. But if you instill in them the right things, whenever they do fuck up, they'll know where to come back to. They know what they originated from. They know how to get it back together. But if you start them off with all of these bad vibes, this bad knowledge, these things that they shouldn't know, you happy your son can count, but this dumb motherfucker don't know A from Z, like, not at all. But he's fucking in the second grade. Like, are you kidding me? That's retarded. But you okay that he called somebody a bitch and you giggling and recording and putting it on Facebook? You're a fucking idiot. That's not cute. It's not funny. It's not okay that your daughter, I mean, yeah, granted, my daughter has walked around in my heels. Mommy, look, I look like you. Okay, every child does that. But when your daughter is 7 and she got on some fucking wedges and a mini skirt, wait a minute. That's her Easter outfit, bitch. I don't give a damn what outfit it is for. She don't need to have that on. She's a child. Period. You're raising a goddamn adult who started being an adult at 7. Imagine how she's going to be when she turns 17. Another
Some
version
of these
of
women
you.
Need to get slapped for, like, you know, I be seeing a lot of these little girls.
I had to take a picture. I'm going
to
inbox you the picture.
I get angry. I get offended because I'm like, why is this little girl dressed like that? Why this little girl got on basically booty shorts? Like, what the heck is, like, is going on? Like, why is this little girl
I'm
going to
inbox
off?
You.
Girl
I'm going to inbox you.
Like,
I'm going to inbox you the picture of a 7-year-old with a Sandy Brown lace front wig. I had to take a picture. Now, God forgive me, because I don't know if the little girl may have issues. Maybe she got cancer. Maybe her hair fell out. But I'm pretty sure you could have found her a wig for a child, something that's childlike. This little girl hair come down the middle of her back, and she just a flinging it and put a headband on it. I said, wait, pause. You know, who child is this? And I didn't see no parent in sight, which means that her parent then brought her up to the school and just dropped her off. Didn't even stay to make sure she made it to class. And that's exactly how somebody will snatch her little ass. Because she looked like a goddamn adult. No.
And if you, yeah, man, if you start them dressed like adults, they're going to start acting like adults, and they're going to start trying to do adult-like things when you treat them like adults and got your 8-year-old daughter looking like she's about to go to the club.
Yeah, of course.
It's totally ridiculous, man. Like, I'd be so...
My daughter has every princess dress. Princess Tiana, princess whoever. She got her little plastic shoes with the little heel on it that come from Walmart. But when we step out this door, you better put some goddamn clothes on. when my kids get up, I don't care if it's Saturday and they're not going nowhere. I don't let them spend all day in their pajamas unless somebody's sick. You wash up, you put some clothes on. If you're not going nowhere, I mean, that's just a rule for me. It was a rule in my mom's house when I was growing up. When you get up, your feet hit the floor, you better not come downstairs without brushing your teeth, washing your face. When you get downstairs, you do whatever, you eat breakfast, whatever you're going to fix. You may want to brush again, floss, whatever. And you put clothes on. You don't spend the day in pajamas. You don't go to store in pajamas. You don't go play with your friends in your pajamas. You don't go ride your bike up and down the alley with your feet dirty and your hair flying to the back. No. You have to teach these kids early. And that's why so many of them that's fucked up as adults, because this is the shit their parents allowed them to do, because their parents was too busy trying to act like they were still 21 too and trying to be friends with their kids instead of being a fucking parent.
Ayana, I got to ask you this question.
I ain't raising no friends.
I got a question to ask you, Ayana. How do you feel about women that go out with bonnets on their heads? Like, is that annoying to you, or is that a pass for that? Do they get a hood pass for that? Because that annoys the hell out of me, to be honest.
The biggest fucking thumbs down. It's the biggest thumbs down. And the thing is, from the forehead down, the bitches be dressed. And you be like, but wait. What happened to your hair? What's going on under there? I mean, if your hair looks a mess, let me tell you what I do for bad hair days. I buy different styles of hats, different styles, different baseball caps, different cams. I buy different, tangos.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? If I got to throw a hat on, I don't care if I'm going from the house to the hair store to get the stuff to do my hair. I'm not going to wear no bonnet. I'm not going to sit in my car, roll my windows down, and be up there blasting music real loud, because I play my music a little loud sometimes. I be into my zone with no goddamn bonnet on. Somebody said, well, sometimes what if it rains? Bitch, buy an umbrella. They only like $7. I don't want my pavilion to get wet. Bitch, you pay $300 for hair that can't get wet. You need to get your fucking life together.
Right. That's the number one excuse. They got their hair done. This is what I was told. When a girl gets her hair done, she don't want to get it messed up, so she go out with the bonnet on, and she got to go to the club tonight, and she don't want it to get messed up before she go to the club. So she can go to the club and sweat it out.
It's a whole lot of things that a woman does that can mess her hair up, but you shouldn't get it done the way it can get messed up. Get your hair the way it fits you. Stop getting all these goddamn styles that as soon as you touch it, the shit go bald. Stop it. Okay? Stop doing it. You know, personally, I'm not getting a style, and, you know, I don't want to be getting too personal, but I'm not getting a style that my man can't pull. I'm into that shit.
That's
you hear
right.
me?
I feel you.
So if you can pull my hair, I don't give a fuck about it getting wet. The hell, it's water. It'll dry. Now, don't pull my shit out, because I just paid for it. You know what I mean? But you should not. They need to cut it out. They need to cut it out. If they meet the right nigga, he gonna pull it out any fucking way, and they ain't gonna say shit. So they need to stop lying. They ain't gonna say nothing. All of this, you know, another thought-like thing that I can't stand: arguing outside in the street. Arguing. I'm talking about full-fledged yelling down the street, yelling across the street, yelling out the car window. Just being outright fucking loud.
Causing a scene.
If you're already a mess, the last thing you need to be is sane. Shut up. Shut everything that you say should be real quiet when you a fucking mess. You should not. I can't stand a loud-ass woman. I can't. It's distasteful. It's unladylike. You know, I make my videos, I'm loud, I'm a little ratchet, I say my little shit, but in real life, when I'm out with my kids and I'm out with my family, you will never get that. Never.
What
you're supposed to carry
it
yourself
that's,
appropriately.
That's even worse when you're on the MTA or whatever city they're in, the local transit bus, on a bus stop or on a bus, and they causing a scene being loud.
Damn motherfuckers is the reason.
I definitely classify them as a thot. They do that.
They are the reason that I make sure if I don't do shit else, I make my car payment. I cannot with that bus. I will make my car payment. Something else will be late. I'm not going to be on the bus with these bitches. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not exposing my kids to it. I caught the bus one day to school. I think it was my 11th grade year, and this lady was on the bus with a bag of laundry. And I had my niece that was on the bus with one of my cousins that was coming from some damn where else. And my niece would say, Okay, that lady got roaches in her bag. I said, wait, Paul, roaches? She said, yeah, a roach. And the lady had some kind of something crawling out her laundry bag on the bus. I said, okay, so see, wow, you should have probably shook that shit out, miss. And then you get the loud-ass guys that you sitting down, they want to stand up with their fucking funky-ass underarm all in your face. First of all, you just left. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Why the fuck do your underarm stink? Unless you a grown-ass man that's just coming home from work, I shouldn't smell a motherfucking thing at 8 o'clock in the morning. I shouldn't. And that go for the females, too. They stand, won't be facing you. Please get your pussy out of my face. I can't take this. I don't know what you did last night, but you need to move over. I can't do it. Nope. So I just choose to try my best and pray to God that I work this little couple hours extra, make this car payment, because nope, can't do it. My kids don't even catch the bus. They fighting on the bus. I seen a little girl get snatched out of the bus by a hair. I said, what the hell? That's the bus stop. I went to Good Samaritan Hospital because I sprained my ankle. I see a little girl. Well, she wasn't a little girl. She was about 17. All her teeth knocked out her mouth. She's sitting there with her whole mouth bleeding. She was getting on the bus, got snatched off, and stomped by like 5 or 6 girls.
Wow.
That's being a thot. That's, yeah, you're a junior thot. You're a thot in training. But now but now you're one that's going to end up with a fucked up life because you can't go around doing that kind of stuff to people. You're either going to jail or somebody's going to lay you down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy. Like I said, knowledge is the key. All you can do, if you can grab a handful of them, just try the best you can with the ones you can grab, because half these bitches ain't going to listen because they think they already think that they something. They already think they somebody.
But
the younger ones, you need
it.
To start with them.
Like these women that we classifying as thoughts, like the really, like the ones that's like, especially the ones that were, you know, started young, the parenting, we got to look at parenting. Like your parents
yep.
are the reason why you a thought, like. You know, you shouldn't, if you was raised right, you wouldn't be thinking like that. You wouldn't have that type of behavior. What is going on
well,
with parenting?
Well, see, you can say that, but I'm going to tell you, the way I was raised, I had to be in the house before the streetlights came on. My homework had to be done before I can go outside. I don't give a damn if we got out of school at 3 and they got dark at 4, the fuck I had to be in the house, flat out. That's the kind of parenting that I had. And guess what? When I turned 18, I started dancing. I wanted to run away, get outside. You know what I mean? But the way I was raised and the way I was taught let me know that when I was tired of that lifestyle, I was tired of running, I was tired of going back and forth, talking to a nigga all day for 4 goddamn quarters, a dollar, he want me standing in his face and all that. And now, don't get me wrong, I made a decent amount of money when I did what I did, you know what I mean, when I hung out, when I did the parties and all of that kind of stuff. But when I was tired of living that lifestyle, tired of doing that for money that I can just go to fucking work and work a couple extra hours and still have my dignity, I went home. I went home. I talked to my mother. I let her know, I'm sorry. I embarrassed you. I'm going to do what I need to do to get it together. Now I'm the mother of 2 beautiful kids. I have a great job. I have my own place. I'm doing my own thing. You know what I mean? So you can start them off young with instilling it in them, but children are going to stray when they get a certain age. But they always going to know where to come back to.
Yeah,
they always going to know what they need to do
true.
To get it back in order.
But a guy's worst thought
but you do have
ever
some that's, yeah.
is his daughter on the pole. Like, I can't, like, I wouldn't be able to look my daughter in the face. Like, I can't.
I'm gonna
tell
you right now, my father.
I
got to be honest with you though. I think my father is the only one that don't know, and I'm 32. I was still not
oh,
telling him at 32.
Pops,
he was not.
You never
nope.
told your pops about it?
No, I never told my dad. I had the conversation with my mother, and we saw it best that we leave it like that. My father is really in the church. He dragged me
oh,
to church
yeah,
Saturday,
nah,
Sunday,
yeah,
Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday. I was like, yeah. And I thought, like, I said that would have been my biggest fear is if I was up on stage or walking through with my little outfit on and see my father, I would die instantly. And the thing is, my father has never, ever in life put his hands on me. I would be scared of the way he would feel. I would be scared of hurting his feelings. I would be afraid of disappointing him. See, these kids not afraid of anything. That's why they're so fucked up. They're not scared of nothing. They're not afraid to die. They're not afraid to lose. They're not afraid to let go. They just, whatever. I'm woke. That's it. You didn't earn this day, motherfucker. It was given to you. You ain't earned nothing. Because you could walk out that door and it could be over, and then what? They're not
now, you was a part of that life, right? You was a stripper, yep. But that was, you was a part of that life. I know you got stories for days on some of the stuff you sing.
You have no idea.
When it came to the life.
You have no idea. I think my final, when I threw my hands up, I went to a party, and something that night was just like, yeah, I don't think I need to drink nothing. I think I need to stay as sober as possible. Because I used to party. Like, me and my girls, we would get fucked up, run through, get the money, roll out, flat out. That's what it was. We were going to get our money and leave. And I got to the party, and I never really liked doing parties for young guys because they was always too rowdy for me. Like, I need older guys, somebody that's more chill. Now, the younger guys, they touchy-feely, but that's, like, as far as it normally got with the older men. Young guys, they were just rough. They want to toss you all around, flip you upside down. What you do is just way too much. So when I walked through the door, I instantly was like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. So I didn't do nothing. I went to the bathroom, and I heard some guys, yeah, we're going to give these bitches all our money, and then we're going to rob them. Oh, you want to do what?
Oh, wow.
I got my motherfucking, listen, I left my whole dance bag. I had at least $1,000 worth of outfits. Fuck that bag. I'm out of here. Because you don't know what rob them comes with. That might turn into some other shit.
Rape, you talking torture, about kidnap, me? All types of stuff.
I'm going to tell you, listen, I'm from the streets. I grew up down Murphy Homes Projects. McCullough Homes, ran all through there. If you're talking about robbing me, you definitely better have a gun. I fight dudes. It is what it is. You ain't just going to roll up on me, and I'm 19, too. I got a lot of shit on my chest. Yeah, what's up? You ain't going to rob me. You going to have to have a gun. So with me knowing that, I got to get out of here. I can't go downstairs and walk out the front door. The niggas are sitting in the living room. I can't go out the back door. They sitting all over the house. Me and my girlfriends, I say, listen, I'm about to go. Them niggas talking about robbing, and I ain't with it. My girlfriend was like, well, I know them. And, okay, well, you stay here. I'm giving you the warning before I leave. I'm telling you about me. I got to tell my girls because we came here together. And my number one rule is if we come together, we leave together. If we start feeling uncomfortable, we got to go. But I'm not going to stand here and risk my life, my freedom, trying to drag you somewhere that you don't want to go. So I let her know, and I left out the motherfucking window.
Me and my other two girlfriends.
Because, see, the thing is, the other girl, she came with us, but she wasn't really part of our clique. I said, for all you know, she might have knew them. She might have been setting up.
She might be annoying at the time.
So if she's comfortable with staying here after I already said what was said, I'm done. I'm cool. After that, I was like, no, I'm done. I got to go. Yeah, I got to go. I hung out maybe a little bit longer after that, and then I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Right, because all it takes is that one time for things to go left, and you might not even live to talk about it.
I've had parties where guys thought that the pay spot that they pay for us to show up meant that they were supposed to get something in return. No, nigga, you get this dance. That's what you pay for. So this nigga told us, oh, y'all can't leave. Who can't leave? So what I did was, we was at a hotel. I called down at the front desk. I said, it's an emergency situation up here. I don't know what's going on, but they're up here fighting and acting crazy. They sent the police. When the police came, I slid right the fuck out the door. You will not tell me I can't leave. And I got my money. Bye. Mm-mm.
I hear that.
Stuff like that. I have been at parties that got raided.
That's crazy.
I've been at parties that got raided. Like, they ran through. The police took all our IDs, took the people who did make money, because I didn't even get a chance to dance. I was like, oh, shit, okay. And they let us leave, but just the fact that, first of all, you being frisked and felt all up, they going through all your stuff, and some of the girls pop pills or smoke weed. I said, oh, y'all bitches going to jail. Okay. But, I mean, it was just lucky me. The only thing that I ever got out of it was I would drink. You know, but I've been in a game with some girls that are now getting high, smoking crack, snorting coke, And these girls at one point were my friends. And they still, some of them, doing the same thing. And then I have some that are very successful. They're moms. They got their own, they own stores. They own restaurants. They have businesses. They're doing good things. So they knew how to take their money and get out and make something else of it. Well, the other ones, the weak ones, always get caught up. But, yeah, I would have plenty of stories that I would love to call back at some point and tell y'all.
Yeah, we might do a whole show about, as far as, like, the life of a stripper. Remember, Nizzy, we talked about doing that type of show one day? Like, somebody that was out of that life. You should definitely come back and, you could be our guest again. And you could go into deep detail about that as far as, like, what that life is like, what they expect, the do's and the don'ts. Safety precautions, like all of that stuff. That'd be really cool. You down for that, Ayanna?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. We're definitely keep in touch. Ayanna's a cool female, the type of person that you can just, like, it's funny, like our first conversation, right? The first thing, I think, what you say? He was like, nigga, you late or something. I was like, oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Straight comfortable, like, that's what's up, though, because I know you just going to be you and you comfortable in your own shoes and nobody got to fake the funk and be uptight. Like, I like that. You can just be open. Like, we already been friends. Like, that's what's up.
And you know what's crazy about being like that? Like, you would think that more people would respect it, but you know how many people don't like that? They don't like that I'm honest. If you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. Which is why probably I don't have that many friends. Because if you ask me if you should stay in a relationship that's unhealthy, you ask me my now, if you just want me to vent, I'm good for that. But you better tell me that that's all you want me to do is listen. Because if you tell me, if you ask me my advice and I tell you, don't get upset with me because you don't like it. You asked, I told you. I had a really close friend of mine, and we used to dance together. She got her life together. She had her kids. She was about to get married. She's like, I don't have any friends anymore. I don't know who I'm going to invite to my wedding. I said, you don't have no friends no more because you no longer live in that lifestyle. That's why you don't have no friends. It ain't because they don't want to be your friends. You're not out there shaking ass. Now you their competition. You the snag jewel husband that take care of you, that do for you, that take care of your kids. These bitches still out there trying to get what you want. That's why you don't have no friends. So don't take it as a loss. Take it as a blessing. You don't need them bitches in your circle because they'd be the same ones come to your wedding and be trying to fuck your husband. So leave them bitches where they are.
Right, duh. Right, duh.
But I'm going to tell you what. She stopped crying real fast because she knows the truth. You know the life. Don't act like you forgot just because you've been out of it. You know, it's the same game, different players. Come on.
I can't help it. When I'm having a conversation like this, I can't help but to think of the Players Club. Like, even when you was explaining your situation and you were stuck in that crazy situation, I just keep thinking Players Club in my mind. Like, that is like the ultimate stripper thing to just vision. When you think of it, it's like automatic. Oh, it's crazy.
I was thinking that too.
You think about it too.
Yeah. And you did have some girls that was like Ronnie, real bossy, wanted you, up under her wing and treated you cool at first. But if you weren't doing what that bitch wanted you to do, she was a turncoat for sure. When it came, it was so much cutthroat when it came to making money, it was ridiculous. And then you had girls that were taking on customers like property. That's my customer, bitch. You got a dollar from him, bitch. Is you about to fight me over four quarters? Because really, it ain't that goddamn serious. But you would have girls that have been beat and dragged. Girls that would come as guests and show off or probably steal, because some of them bitches got beat up for stealing. And I'm standing there looking like, wow, this stuff's happening all around me all the time, constantly. But only the strong survive. You can't be a stripper if you a follower, because your life is going downhill as soon as you hit that stage. You have to have a mind of your own, period. Because if you follow the pack, you're going to be in trouble.
And, I took plenty of trips down to the strip club. I didn't see some things get crazy down there myself, just from the customer perspective, you know, like, man, yeah, we got to do a show on that. It's so much. So I seen a dude get beat up. I mean, beat up, thrown down the steps, crazy type stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy type stuff. Hey, get this, Ayana. I will tell you one quick story. When I was, you know, younger, and I would go to the strip club, like, you know, I've never been a person that go all the time. It was always in the every now and then thing. And I made the one fatal mistake, and I'm glad it wasn't one of those type of strip clubs where you had the bouncer that just was looking for somebody to just jump on and beat to a bloody pulp, because I had my, because they be some big dudes, and I ain't no big dude, and I can't go in a strip club with a strap. So what I'm going to do if a big 300-pound football-type dude jump on me? And I had my camera phone. I was recording, and one of the girls pointed at me. Next thing you know, this big bouncer dude coming over. Hey, man, you got to put that away. No recording the girl. And I really didn't know that. I was like, oh, I was so embarrassed. I felt so stupid. Because I was another one of those knucklehead, hothead dudes. I really didn't know. But, like, I didn't know you can't bring your camera phone. But I found out that day.
And see, but
and some dudes
say,
actually,
like,
get beat up off of stuff like that in the strip club.
They'll
be going down.
They have. Phone tossed out, thrown out. The only flip side to that is the amount of money you spend. Because certain clubs, if you're a regular customer and you spend, you make it rain every time you come in there, I don't give a fuck what you do, you ain't going to get put out. They got their picks.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, VIP all day.
They've got their picks. Because there was this one guy, I swear to God, he used to come down there with stacks of ones straight from the bank with the wrapper still around it and just throw it on the stage. He wouldn't even unleash the wrapper. You knew it was 100, flat out, boom. And he was a good customer. And he was crazy as hell. I mean, he was stalking girls, following them home. I was like, oh, no, Steve, I'm glad that I wasn't his kind, because he'd have followed me to my house and got a surprise when he got there. I can't carry shit in the club, but they ain't say nothing about my car or my house. So, you have to protect yourself at all times. You have to hide your money certain places that you know people ain't going to steal it. Because some of the bitches, you can do parties where they invite girls from different places, and them bitches would steal. They would steal out your bag, steal your outfit. Why would you want to steal my G-string, bitches? You crazy? Why would you want that? Been in the crack of my ass, and you done took it. Really? But they do. They do. Sometimes they do it just out of spite. They don't want it. They just want to take it. They don't want to see you in it. It's the most vicious game next to the drug game, I'm telling you. Vicious. They will fight you, scratch your face, get cut, stabbed, shot, all kinds of shit. Robbed, raped. Crazy.
It's crazy. We're going to definitely invite you back to the show to, you know, do a whole show on that. So, and you know, I know it's closing in to the end of the show. We're going to let you go. But before we do that, you were saying that, like, you got some type of, you know, thing going on where you do videos and what, you YouTube them, or to let the people know what's that movement, what it's about, you know, how they
Well,
can,
I'm
going to
tell
you,
first of all, when I did that video, when I did the first video, it was just to be funny. I was a little tipsy, and I was tripping. So it's all of my videos are actually on Facebook. But I was asked why they weren't other places. And I was like, I don't know, because I wasn't really doing it to make anything of it. I was just, they, in my case, I was just talking like how I regularly talk to my friends, to my family, to you. Like, that's just my personality in general. But they can find me, look me up on Ayana Johnson, Miss Brand New, on Facebook, if they would like to, and do some of my posts, my videos. I might have to start deleting people, though, because I already have, like,
yeah, I'm about to say, you're like, almost maxed out, ain't you?
Yeah.
I know you close to it or something. I was like, you're almost maxed out. I know you're, like, over 4,000. I know 5,000 is the max, so.
Yeah. But, see, a couple of them are just lurkers. Like, they'll look, but they don't say nothing. And a lot of them are friends I went to school with, and we talk in groups, but other than that, not too much. And then, like, just recently, I didn't even realize how many people actually comment when I post stuff until I went down my page one day. I was like, this got 56 comments. This got 110. I'm like, wait a minute. And sometimes I have to go read it. It kills my battery daily. I have to carry my charger. And it's like the kind of job I have. A lot of times,
man,
I'm bored.
You're working with something. Like, you can utilize that in, I don't know, man. Maybe you can start posting it more on YouTube. YouTube is where it really counts.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I might have to do that.
You actually make some money. You get popular enough, get enough views. You do that little thing where you sign up for YouTube and start making money. Hey, man, you know, you never know how you might get benefited.
Have you ever seen one of my friends? Her name is Kiana Luscious Kisses Rice, I think, or Aisha Rice. She changes her name sometimes. But she is one of the girls that I used to be with a lot, and she's actually getting ready to have her own radio show. And she was like, I found my co-host. I was like, oh, Lord. So she looked at my videos, and she was like, yo, I've been told you was funny as hell. And I was like, but the thing is, you say I'm funny, but I be serious as hell. I be serious as a heart attack. I don't even be trying to be funny. It just comes out like that.
Sometimes that's the most funniest moments when people are dead serious. But you know what? Hey, Nizzy.
Yeah.
I think she would make a good talk radio host. What you think?
And she would. She definitely would.
She got the swagger. She got the personality.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we've been doing this for a year, so we didn't talk to all types of people, laid-back people that talk too much, religious people, atheists. Like, man, we done had everything, like, you know, artists, all types of people. But I can say, as far as your personality, you definitely might have what it takes to be a radio personality. You know, if it's a passion or something that interests you, I would say go for it.
I definitely will. I'm going to look into it. If you have any extra information that you can send me that I can look into, I'll definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
I really
enjoyed talking to y'all. This was fun. This was the quickest hour of my life right now.
yeah, definitely. And, you know, like, you know, this show, like, after it airs, like, it's permanent, like I was telling you. So that link that I sent you can always send it, and people can always, like, hey, check it out. I was on the radio chopping it up with It's Real Talk Radio, my homie Tay, or whatever. And they can always hear it. Like, it never expires. It never goes away. So, and we're on iTunes, too. So all you got to do, whoever's an iTunes person, just go to the iTunes store, type in It's Real Talk Radio. We'll pop right up, and you can hear any of our shows, including this one. So, or blogtalkradio.com/TayRail. Either way, and you can hear all our shows. This is what we do. This is how we do it every Wednesday. Everybody's welcome, you know, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Wednesday, this is what we do, man. We welcome everybody to come along and take this ride with us, you know.
Definitely. Sounds like a plan.
Definitely, man. It definitely was a pleasure having you on here, man. And, you know, I'm going to definitely keep in touch with you, man. Because you need
Alrighty.
People like this. You need Ayana. It's like everybody needs an Ayana. You know, you need that type of homie that you can, like, yo, guess what happened? You need somebody that's just going to keep it a buck and just call it how they see it and not going to sugarcoat. They're not going to hold back. You know what I mean?
Not
so,
at all.
I got me an Ayana now. Y'all need to make sure y'all get y'all Ayana. You know what I mean? And that said, definitely was a pleasure having you on the show with us, Ayana. And
thank
you
for
having
me.
Definitely welcome you to come back on the show. And I'll let you know, we'll get together on when is a good day for us to do that stripper show. But, you know, talking about life of a stripper, that's going to definitely be the next one that we do and bring you back on. You know what I mean? So definitely was a pleasure having you on.
It was a pleasure joining in.
That's what it is,
Ayana.
So
I was nervous at
first.
I was like,
oh. Yeah, most definitely.
I was a little nervous at first, but I got over it real quick.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I still get nervous sometimes. Like, when I go to other people's shows, like, sometimes I call other host shows, and I'll be, like, a little nervous. But I just, you know, like I tell Nizzy when she's not feeling good and she needs to get on the show, I'm like, just win an Oscar real quick. Don't I always tell you that, Nizzy? Win an Oscar.
Yes.
That's all you got to do.
Too.
You Halle Berry for the night. Just win that Oscar.
Okay. Well,
it's definitely been good. And, you know, I'm going to definitely keep in touch with you, Ayana. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Been a pleasure. Talk to you next time.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
And so that was Ayana, you know what I mean? She gave you the Facebook, so you know how to get in touch with her, hit her up. You know what I mean? She's funny. If you just heard her, just heard a piece of her. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta hit her up, man. She's hilarious. And you know, with that said, Nizzy, you know LV, he left us early. You know, he had to go to work. But shout out to LV for actually coming on to hang out with us, you know, on his way to work, you know, as we changed our official day from Mondays to Wednesdays. And LV has to work on Wednesdays, and he still made it on the show with us and chopped it up with us on his way to work. So shout out to LV for that. And shout out to my co-host and thought friend Nizzy Nay. He's like, nah, Nizzy.
Shut up.
Has anyone ever called you a thought before?
Never.
You never been called one? It's kind of new. Well, at least here on the East Coast, it's kind of new. Like, here, like, I ain't never heard until, like, recently, like, this year. Like, that's how recent it is for me. But I know we probably old because I think it came from, I don't know, the South, the Midwest. Where it come from, Nizzy?
Midwest or something,
right? I don't know. I don't get me lying to you. I just know the term is new for me. But here in Maryland, like, we haven't fully adopted it yet. Like, it's said sometimes, you know, but not a lot. Like, you hear it now, like, you know, you hear it, but not like an everyday thing. Like, it hasn't been fully embraced yet.
I'm sure it will be.
Well, you know, I just would say, like, let's not be thoughts. Let's not be proud of being that. Let's try to be classy women. You know, let's try to, you know, you should want to be that woman that a guy wants because you're classy and you have a lot to offer, not because you're a thought, like, I don't know, it's crazy, man. I fought a good amount of that on like, reality TV. You know, a lot of behavior right now I fought on reality TV, to be honest, because they shed light. Like, if you want, what is a thought? I mean, like, I think looking on some of these reality shows would be a good place to start to give an example on a thought, at least a thought that might not be broke, because you don't need to be broke. Like, you can be, like, you could be doing okay for yourself and still be one. And if when it comes to that, I think reality TV is a perfect place, and these chicks on here into all of this drama and ratchetness.
Hip-hop.
Yeah. I like, you know, for me, the term ratchet sticks with me more. Like, ratchet is, like, perfect for me. I ain't fully embraced it yet, but I still wanted to, like, talk about it because it is that new term. And, you know, it's always new terms and stuff coming out. And, you know, I don't know, man. I think it's funny.
I heard about it. I mean, I just recently just, like, heard of the word. I was like, what the hell is that? For the longest time, I didn't even know what it, like, stood for. Like, why do I care?
So if it starts, I guess it's those hoes over there.
Yeah.
They was using it all types of ways online, like thottlers and a thotter and they're just really having fun with the word and just really taking it just to all types of levels. Like, it's too crazy. People are funny. People are funny, man. Thottler. Oh, man, that's crazy, man.
Wow.
But, yeah, man, you know, we had to touch on it, you know what I mean? We had to touch on it, so. It was interesting, especially having Ayan on here to really break it down.
Yeah.
Because when she was posting it on her page, like, a lot of people was commenting, and that's when I reached out, like, yo, this is funny. Like, we need to talk about this on air. Let's get to the bottom of this, you know what I mean? See if we can get a better perspective. And what is a thought? Like, how are you a thought? What are the signs, like, when to know she's a thought? You know what I mean? Like, you see it in social service with her hair done and her kids looking nappy. Yeah, it's thought. But it's like, it's funny because it's like, it stands for that hoe over there, but it's not necessarily strictly just talking about being a hoe. They just took it and took it to a whole level. It can mean so many things. That's what's so funny about it. Like, a hoe is a hoe. But you could be
right.
A thought based on all types of behavior, that even behavior that doesn't involve sex.
Right.
So I think that's, like, funny. It's like, I thought it's basically like a hood rat. You know what I mean? If you think about it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's all in how you you make it, you utilize the term, like, what do you want it to mean? It means anything derogatory, disrespectful towards women, basically. Like,
there's another word for women. That's how I see it.
But I, you know what, Nizzy? I feel like women really need to stop letting stuff get to them, you know? We were talking about that on one of our previous shows. Like, women, I don't know if it was the wild women crave attention, but women, like, let things verbally get to them, and men don't. Like, you can call a man a thigh. I'll go, for real? That's what's up, y'all. You call him a whore, oh, I'm a whore, that's what's up. You a hoe, hoe, all right, that's what it is, a slut, oh, all right, yeah. I sure am. You heard what LV said, like, yep, I'm one. You know what I mean? Like, men don't care, and women do, like, you know, that's, like, one of the biggest questions in life for me. Why do women care about how people feel about them, but guys don't? Like, we don't really, like, it don't matter.
Like,
it's funny to us.
Women are more emotional. Women are more emotional than men, so that's why.
This is true. They definitely.
And
well,
men
y'all some emotional
care.
Creatures.
And men just don't care. They could care less. But women, we're emotional, so we care a little bit more what people think about us.
Y'all sure are freaking emotional, man. Don't get me started. Boy, I can do a whole show on women's emotions. Why are women so emotional?
Man?
That could be a show. That could be a show right there, Nizzy. Why are women so emotional?
I
we need to get a psychologist up on here. We need to get a, like a therapist, like somebody to really break down the psychology, the mindset of a woman. Like, what the heck? What the heck was Eve thinking? It's like Eve and just passed some bad traits down to y'all, boy. Jeez.
Whatever.
But shout out to Adam, though, man, because we doing okay. We ain't got to deal with prayers. We ain't got to have kids. No, we just chilling. Females, y'all be all over the place. Y'all be like, I don't know, man. Y'all be like 25 and already going through those stages of an old woman and a especially when y'all get pregnant. Holy crap. Emotions all over the place, mood swings. Pregnancy and periods, holy crap. All over the place. Y'all halfway know if y'all going or coming half the time, man. That's a whole nother show. Why are women so emotional? Gotta have it. we gotta do it, y'all. I'm sorry. Like, we gotta do it. But you know what, Nizzy? We know that you're you know, with the whole boost thing, your phone is a ticking time bomb right now. You
yes,
already know we're gonna be talking, it's gonna be zip out of nowhere, you know. But those who don't know, it's so crazy. If you have Boost Mobile, anybody who's a BTR host with what Boost Mobile knows is, but like, your phone will disconnect at a certain time. Like, it can't stay connected to BTR, the BTR line longer than like an hour. And what we tied to that, Nizzy, about an hour 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Hour 20 to an hour 30 minutes and you get cut off?
Yeah, something like that.
So we take breaks, and when we take the break at the top of the hour, Nizzy has to hang up and call back. So she won't get disconnected right in the middle of our talking. Like, don't be surprised if y'all hear Nizzy right now and all of a sudden she's gone. That's because it's with Boost, it's, I don't know, the clock is ticking with Boost, man. Boost and BTR does not click. Shout out to BTR, man, but y'all got to help us out with that, man. There got to be a way around that, because I don't know if it's Boost problem or BTR. I guess it's Boost. But
I think it's
Boost. But does Boost do that when you're not on BTR, though? Like, does it do that automatically when you're on the phone?
That. It never does that. Only when I call.
Only when you want BTR?
Yep.
Wow. I don't know, man. I guess that's why BTR says to try to use a landline. But everybody don't have a landline. Shit, I was thinking about getting rid of my landline, but it's convenient for the show. But other than that, I mean, I would have that same problem as you, Nizzy. Remember, I used to call off of myself all the time, and zip, Remember, like, 3-4 shows straight, we just could not figure out why the heck did we keep getting disconnected, and we didn't even know. Like, we had to figure it out, like, oh, man, it's because of Boost. Like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, because yours would hang up, and then 2 seconds later, mine would do the same thing. It would hang up. It was just like a pattern. Either mine would hang up first or yours would. It's ridiculous.
I guess you get what you pay for.
And then we'd be the only one that would be hanging up.
Right, though. Like, the guests would still be on, and me and you disconnected, and we got called back.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. But, you know, I definitely enjoy this whole movement, man, doing this radio personality thing. You know, it's definitely fun having guests up on here. You know, doing different topics every week. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Everybody listening on iTunes, listening on BTR, or that downloaded the show. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all need to get an applause for real. Y'all keep us motivated. Y'all the reason why we still doing this. Because me and Izzy really was going to stop at one point. Like, really, probably a couple times. But one time for sure we was going to stop. Yeah, but the listeners, the dedicated listeners, are the reason why we still do this. And it really is fun. And meeting new people, having new guests on the show, and just experimenting, trying different things. It's the reason why we still do this, man. So, you know, we definitely want y'all to, you know, continue to follow us, because we're going to bring it, man. It's not going to be a dull moment. We're going to bring it every Wednesday. Keep in mind, I keep saying this because I want the program in your minds. I know everybody is following us on Mondays, and we need everybody to follow us over to Wednesdays. So if you're hearing this show now and it's not live, just remember, if you want to catch the live show and you might actually want to chime in and make a comment, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you call in at 347-838-9540. And, you know, just listen on the line or come chop it up with us, ask a question, make a comment, hang out with us, however. You know, we ain't the type of host that just kick our guests off air. Like, if you're a guest caller or you're a caller or whatever, you got something interesting to talk about, we're going to keep you on until your point is proven or whatever. You're here to hang out, you're going to really hang out. You know what I mean? We can get it popping and turn it into a party line to have like 8-9 people. We don't care. You know what I mean? There's no, you know, Nizzy. You know how we do it on Israel Talk Radio, Nizzy. We don't care. You know what I mean? We just invite all of y'all to just come on here, have a good time, man. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. You know what I mean? We got y'all, man. So on that note, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And once again, shout out to everybody for listening. Y'all know how to catch us. Listen to the outro. The outro has all our information, our contact information, our Facebook, our Twitter, our email address, all of that stuff. So make sure you listen to the outro if you're listening right now. If you want to know how to hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or send us an email, and you want to either be a guest or want us to, you got an idea for a topic, anything like that, you know, you can catch us on social media or our email. You'll hear it on the outro when it plays out. We're about to black out. Make sure you catch us next Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going down. It's Real Talk Radio, your boy Tay Real.
And I am Nizzy Nay.
And once again, shout out to the homie LV for joining us, and shout out to our guest, Ayana, for coming to chop it up with us. Y'all know what it is. Holler at y'all next Wednesday. Peace.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.